Good afternoon. Welcome to Mitaki International Service. I read Jim's testimony, and I did not know the last part. Hiroshi Fuji was sitting right next to Jim and opened the Bible and translated in Japanese and tell which hymn we are singing. That's why Jim is always sitting right to the Japanese to translate. It's a great story. Thank you. This afternoon, I'd like to teach from Proverbs. Actually, this year, I've been preaching from the Proverbs, but maybe nobody remember what I preached last time. It was maybe 3 months ago. There's many teachings in the Proverbs which we cannot find in the other books, like money, the relationship, and et cetera. And friend is one of the topic the Proverbs teach us. And so I'd like to pick this topic. And there are some scriptures, some texts directly related to the friends. But also, you can find other scriptures, other verses in the Proverbs, not friends, but neighbors. But in the original language, friends and neighbors are not so different. So when the people translate it in their own language, they choose this is maybe neighbor, this neighbor maybe friends. But in Greek Bible, there is a Greek translation of Old Testament. It's called Septuagint. If you read the Septuagint, the old verses, the words related to friends and neighbors translated into phileo, philia, or phila. It means friends. So maybe, I don't know the original meaning of the writers of Proverbs, which is direct, is teaching about neighbors or teaching about friends. But maybe there's not such a difference between neighbors and friends. So if you read through the Proverbs, if you find the neighbors, means maybe sometimes friends. And if you find friends, maybe means neighbors. But this afternoon, I'd like to pick five verses directly about the friends. The first one is 17:17. It's on the screen, and also if you have a Bible, open your Bible. Proverbs 17:17 is easy to remember the verse and chapter and verse. It's called "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." A friend loves at all times. A friend loves at all times. And brothers is born for adversity. Both are important for our lives, of course. And especially a friend. We need a friend, somebody who love me, love us. And the next one is 18:24. This is the verse which is written on the bulletin, I think. Is a man of many companies may come to 18. A man of many companies may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So, which is close, brother or friend? 17 says, a friend loves at all times and brother is born for adversity. 18:24 says, man of many companies may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So friend is, there is some friends closer than brother. Maybe you can tell. Maybe you have some friends who are closer than your brother. And a man of many companies may come to ruin. May come to ruin. But there is a friend who sticks closer. Sticks closer. It's a good explanation. It's like a drawing picture, you know. Sticks closer. It's like right here. Stick close to me. Than a brother. But in the church we say, brothers and sisters. Right? Because why we call each other brothers and sisters? Why we call brothers and sisters? Because we have the same blood of Jesus Christ. Right? Yeah. We have the same blood. We have the same we drink from the same cup, from the same grape juice or wine, which shows the blood of Christ. That's why we call brothers and sisters, but the proverb said, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So maybe we should be brother than, we should be a friend rather than brother, because friend is sometimes closer than brother. And verse chapter 27, you can find many scriptures related to a friend. 27:6 says, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Wow. Wounds from a friend can be trusted. What does it mean, wounds from a friend? Maybe some hard words? It sounds like advice, but maybe could hurt your heart, right? You know, it's sometimes the advice from your friends or sometimes criticize, you know. But it if it's from your friend, it could be a wound in your heart. But it can be trusted. You know, it's worthy. Yeah. The hard word or advice sometimes point out your sin, you know, your weakness. It hurts. It could be wound. But it's worthy. It's needed for us. It's trusted. However, but an enemy multiplies kisses. What do you imagine from this verse? Enemy multiplies kisses. Judah. He betrayed Jesus with kiss. Right? And 27:9 says, perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. The pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. This is good too. Perfume and incense brings joy to the heart. Yeah. Even in the hot season. We need good incense or perfume, right? Yeah. But this is almost 3 p.m. Maybe you're perfume are gone. So it smells kind of weird this time. That's fine. That's okay. Yeah. But this verse says, the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. And 10, verse 10 says, do not forsake your friend and the friend of your father, and do not go to your brother's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. So friend is important than a faraway brother. So the Proverbs, I picked five verses, says that friends are very important for our lives. So why friends are so important? Because it's according to God's creation. In Genesis, God, when he God created the human beings, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. This verse tell that God created man and male and female means God created man as a couple, as a husband and wife. And however, of course, marriage is important to multiply as human beings, but marriage is the first and the most closest relationship as a friend, as friends. Me and my wife are been married for 26 years. Some are longer. Maybe long. So we feel like a friend, you know. Of course, she's my wife. But, you know, longer couple, you can tell. You're like a friend, right? No? Still boyfriend or girlfriend kind of thing? No. We feel like friend, you know. But the 27:6, wounds from a friend can be trusted, you know. We be hurt or wounded by our spouse, you know. But it's important. Yeah. That's why spouse are there, you know. And God created not one single person, two people, two persons. Of course, male and female, but this shows that God created us as friends. Why? In his own image. His image. Of course, he's a Trinity, but this is not, I think this is not definition of Trinity or something, you know. It's God image is, you know, God is the, God needs somebody. He wants to communicate. He wants to talk. He wants to share something. You know, he needs friend. So when he created human beings, he created not one person, but two persons who could be friends. And 2:18 says, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Yeah. It is not good for the man to be alone. Human being has to be with somebody. Yeah. We need somebody to sit together. We need somebody to talk. We need somebody to fight sometimes. We need somebody to play together music. You know, it's much fun if you play with somebody, right? Sing together, pray together. Why we feel fun or we feel happy if you do something with somebody? Because it's in His own image. This is God's image. So if that's what God wants us to do together, God wants us to have friends, be a friends. Of course, husband, wives, you know, father, mother, children, daughter, son, brothers, sisters, you know, different, there are roles. You know, there are roles. But even father and son, we are friends too, still, yeah. My older son is 24. I feel like he's not my son anymore. He is one of my friends. Yeah. Of course, he's my son. But, you know, we can go in concert together and have some kind of strange food together, you know. You know, because we can have fun as a friend. It's great to have a friend. Because that is in His own image, God's image. And God gives us the ultimate friend, Jesus. Yes. Why God sent His Son, or God gave Himself as a human being? Why God took the flesh of human being? Why God shows Himself as a human being? Why? Because He wants to tell us, I want to be your friend. Of course, I'm God, but I want to be your friend. I want to eat together, I want to travel together, I want to sing together, I want to pray together. That's why God became a human being, Jesus Christ. He took the flesh. And Hebrew says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just we are, yet was without sin. Who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses? He is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. He knows we are weak, we are sinful, we are easy to be tempted. He does not throw us away. He does not abandon us. That is the next one. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. Because God knows we are sinful, we are weak. Jesus did not die. Jesus did not die for a powerful, clean, perfect man. Jesus died for a weak, a sinful, the smallest person on this earth, for us. He died for us, Paul said, He died for us even though we are weak, we are sinful. That's why God can show the mercy. That guy showed the love, the perfect love. That is God. God wants to show His love and mercy. But without friends, He cannot show His mercy and love. Right? How can you tell you're a merciful person without somebody? Huh? Do you know somebody? Yes, I am merciful. I am full of love, but I don't like people. I hate people. You know, just like Pharisees. We can show our mercy and our patience, our love, if we have friends. That is God's image, and He sent His own Son to show that a man of many companies may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I'd like to put instead of ah, I put the instead of ah, the friend. There is the friend who sticks closer than any brother, Jesus. I'd like to read the Matthew 1:22 to close this sermon. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is our friend. What your Bible said. God with us. God with us means what? God is our friend. Yeah. Jesus was born to show God is our friend. He wants to be your friend. Since He's the closest friend, sometimes He wounds you. Sometimes He gives you a hard time, since He's a friend. But He is always with us, wherever you go, whenever you are, God is with us. They will call Him Emmanuel, which means God is our friend. God is your friend. He's the ultimate friend. Amen.